This is Tech Dip Voice, a podcast from the Kroc Institute for Tech Diplomacy at Purdue. This podcast features Purdue University President-elect Dr. Meng Qian. He is joined by Nishant Batra, Chief Strategy and Technology Officer at Nokia. In this episode, they will discuss the acceleration of next-generation research and innovation of 6G technology.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this podcast. My name is Meng Qian. I'm Executive Vice President at Purdue University and President-elect. In the past 5 years, I was the Dean of the College of Engineering and also a co-founder of the now Kroc Institute for Tech Diplomacy at Purdue, a nonpartisan nonprofit institute focusing on technology diplomacy between the U.S. and like-minded nations. And today we're delighted and excited to welcome an outstanding guest and a member of our 6G Global Roadmap Task Force, Nishant Batra from Nokia. And Nishant is the leader of all the technology and innovation of this outstanding company, Nokia. Nishant, welcome.
Thanks for having me here, Meng. Such a pleasure. And I look forward to our conversation here in the next few minutes.
Indeed. Thank you for taking time. I know how busy you are. Well, you know, let's start with Nokia's vision for the 6G era. And what kind of pioneering work is Nokia doing under your leadership around the globe to accelerate next generation research and innovation?
Excellent question. So the way we look at 6G here, it's not just the next generation, but it's the next frontier. It will not just build on existing technologies and system, it will actually transform what a network can do. As you well know, I mean, the generations of wireless access we've had so far, they are essentially being focusing on communications. We believe that 6G will transcend that. It will actually be used not just for comms, but also for sensing. And therein, we think it will actually truly liberate the next level of human potential. There's one more thing I'd like to add. While these have always been important criteria as we build future generations of technology, but for 6G, they are actually right, middle, and center. Sustainability, trustworthiness, and digital inclusion. And these will now assume equal importance with traditional metrics such as capacity, throughput, latency, and reliability.
Thank you, Nishant. That's a very visionary goal there. And what do you think would be the new capabilities that the network will require to drive those value? And what kind of barriers are there in designing and implementing this sustainable 6G?
So when we look at capabilities, and of course we've evolved, like I talked about, different generations of wireless access from comms, and then it was voice and text and data, and 4G became all about content. In 5G, you know, we're talking about a lot around industrial automation and industrial digitalization. In 6G, the intent would be to really fuse the cyber-physical worlds. And this is done on the back of two very important constructs. One, excessive and very optimized digital twinning or digital physical fusion. And then what we want to achieve is also augment that with human participation in the cyber physical space. From a pure tech perspective, the attributes are quite exciting. We're trying to achieve, you know, peak data rates of 100 gigabits per second where needed, and on a ubiquitous basis, 1 gigabit per second. We're planning for 20x traffic growth. We're trying to bring latencies down from milliseconds to microseconds. And on a reliability front, it's the first time that the industry has started to think beyond 5 nines, because typically the industry has built for wide area access networks. Here we're talking about subnets or private networks for specific use. So we're now even aspiring up to 9 nines. And a nanosecond level synchronization. We're looking at sensory devices to the proportion of 10 million devices per square kilometer, a centimeter range resolution, and so on and so forth. But also equally important for operability, we're looking at zero touch, and for device, zero energy. Like I talked about, very important that it's a trusted and sustainable 6G we bring to the world. And last and not to be forgotten, extreme importance on inclusion. And here we're looking at providing maximum possible global coverage with the spectrum that is being considered for 6G. So these are the capabilities we're driving towards. You also asked me about barriers. Of course, there are tech barriers. I mean, this is what you and me, Mung, thrive on, to solve those technology problems. We want to make sure that we put the best technical and engineering talent to solve this. So we will do that. In addition, 6G will also need a very thorough regulation framework, because it's going to require it's going to have a touch point across several industries. We believe that 6G is where the metaverse will truly happen across the industrial, enterprise, and consumer domains. So we will need a very thorough regulatory requirements, and this is where our partnership in terms of the task force that you have put together is very important.
Yeah, thank you, Nishant. You know, on that point just mentioned, indeed, it is the hope of this small but extremely strong group of industry and academic leaders to come together in this thought leadership exercise in the task force for Global Roadmap to 6G, to look at the kind of hurdles and obstacles that can be identified and removed to accelerate what you just highlighted. You mentioned 5-6 different metrics and the target numbers we hope to achieve. And that is indeed very exciting, but also always challenging, as we know that Nokia's outstanding engineers will be able to love such a challenge. Now, assuming we can get there or close to those metrics in 6G, what kind of new use cases, whether it's human-oriented or machine-oriented, do you envision to be enabled for the first time in the wireless evolution by those metrics? What are the use cases that will be unique?
Yeah, so I think first, I mean, it will of course build on top of what we do with 5G and evolve with 5G Advanced. We will continue to drive optimization and cost reduction in that direction. But there will be several new cases. Some examples I can share with you. The advancement in multi-sensory telepresence that requires extreme high data rates and possible reduction of need for travel through introduction of multimodal mixed reality. This to me is a fantastic use case that 6G can enable. We're basically moving, for example, I mean, this discussion on a podcast that we're having, I mean, we can move this into an enterprise collaborative metaverse that we believe 6G will truly make happen. Could be massive digital twinning with the collaborating robots. And here is where we at Nokia are extremely bullish for what we call as the industrial metaverse. We think that 6G will really and truly unleash that industrial metaverse that will get started here with 5G already. So very exciting times ahead.
Oh, it is absolutely exciting. And Nishant, you highlighted a key phrase, industrial metaverse there. Maybe you could help us elaborate a bit more on that. You know, what do you see as metaverse in general is going and its relation to 6G? And in particular, industrial metaverse, who will be using it? How might it be used? And how's that connected to the roadmap to 6G capabilities?
You know, the world has probably been, let's say, super, super enamored by what this world called metaverse. And while we, of course, think about this metaverse in the consumer dimension at Nokia, you know, we believe that it's a while to come. But in the industrial dimension, what we call as the industrial metaverse, it's already beginning to happen. And that's on the back of one technology, which is digital twinning. And this is really the fusion of the cyber and physical, right? So we see that as we deploy, and we have deployed more than 1,000 private networks around the world, we see that ports have now begun to use digital twins to track containers. We see that in the aerospace, engines and fuselages are now being simulated to look at how aircraft will function in an actual flight. In our own factory, Mung, we have a digital twin today, and that allows us to visualize our operations to the smallest detail for optimizing the factory floor and optimizing the line capabilities. This has already started to happen. It's about efficiency, it's about productivity, and it's about safety. Those are the trifecta that we are aspiring for. And we believe that over several next years, we will see that industrial operational technology and the systems associated with that will begin merging with the metaverse. We will see the physical industries become not just digital. We will actually see them now have a new life in the digital landscape. This is what we call as a digital industrial metaverse.
Well, that's a concise and exciting definition of industrial metaverse there, Nishant. And you highlighted digital twinning as the key bridge connecting the physical and the virtual worlds, and as a key cornerstone underpinning what the industrial metaverse will bring to us. And 6G, I guess, will be the first generation of wireless cellular evolution that will enable the metrics that can support that vision, right?
Absolutely. I mean, so we see that 5G in the industrial realm already start to, you know, gain some traction. But, you know, when 6G comes, it's a true level of unleashing of these capabilities. At Bell Labs, we did a study where we saw that 30% of the industries around the world had digitized already their operation. And 70%, which are more physical related industries, had yet to digitalize their operation. And our belief is that will flip. Now 5G, going to 5G advanced and really unleashing on the back of 6G. And that's something that excites us, because the GDP growth potential that sits there is immense.
And indeed, you know, I always tell folks who ask me, so why do I need 6G? 5G is good enough for my Netflix streaming already. I say, well, you know, there's more than human-based application domains for wireless, and transforming entire manufacturing and physical industry, that is arguably even much bigger than personal use by human beings. Well, to get to such exciting visions, Nishant, we will need outstanding companies, but also perhaps interactions in the right ways between industry, academia, universities, and government agencies. So what's in your mind, the kind of optimal configuration of synergy between these different parts of the ecosystem?
I mean, to me, I mean, coming from Nokia, with having, you know, that extreme honor and privilege to have Bell Labs as part of our research, I mean, we the way I look at it is industrial research and academic research are basically two ends of the same coin. We have to work just hand in glove. And it happens so good now in 6G already, because we have started several of these collaborations. We have this association with the NYU Wireless Research Center, where, you know, we're annually hosting the Brooklyn Summit since last 8 years. And since last year, we returned the Brooklyn Summit to the Brooklyn 6G Summit. We are a member of 6G at UT Longhorns, This is a funded collaboration between the industry and UT Austin. Here we focus on moving, you know, the traditional boosted air interface to an AI native air interface. And that's the research we conduct there. We're actively involved in 6Genesis. It's a nationwide 6G program that is funded through the Academy of Finland and led by the University of Oulu in the north part of the country. We're a founding member of the recently announced 6G Finland, which is a national coalition to promote 6G's competitiveness from a Finland standpoint. And we're engaging with major industry peers, with customers, with academia to form this common view and direction. And we want to make sure that a collaborative 6G vision is put forward between industry and academia. I think that's the way to go.
Thank you, Nishant. You know, here at Purdue University, we also would love to further deepen the relationship with Nokia and in particular with Bell Labs. You know, one thing that I think universities in some cases could also provide is a clean slate deployment opportunity. You know, Purdue just recently launched the Discovery Park District with a lot of aerospace manufacturing, biopharma manufacturing, and now semiconductor fabs located right on campus, you know, next to student dorms and classrooms. And in deploying this new living neighborhood of 5,000 residents, you know, we look forward to working with Nokia and other companies to deploy the cutting edge in a commercially viable but cutting edge, low bureaucratic latency way. You highlighted Bell Labs, and indeed, Nokia owns and operates Bell Labs, and there's a lot of outstanding legacy and talent and future for Bell Labs. So if we could wrap up this very interesting podcast by one more question to you, Nishant, and that is, what is your vision for the future of Bell Labs?
You know, it's interesting. The way I look at it is Bell Labs helps me shape the vision. And so my vision of Bell Labs is collectively shaped with the tremendous intellectual capital that sits within that esteemed institute. Bell Labs to me is a fundamental part of our future technology leadership that we want to have in the era of 6G. You know, 2 years ago, Nokia Bell Labs unveiled its vision for 6G, where we identified 6 key technologies that would define that era of 6G. Mm-hmm. And yes. In the US, through Bell Labs, we're participating as part of the major 6G initiatives. And those 6 technologies have become major subjects at next-gen networking conferences and academic symposiums. I see that it's the beachhead for us going towards 6G. There's one more aspect that I want to add. I see that this asset called Bell Labs, I don't want it to be a Nokia asset only. I want this to be an industry asset. It always has been. Mm. I want to make sure that Bell Labs, together with partnership with academia, to other industrial institutions, and with other industry peers, is collectively forming the vision for 6G. And so I want to make sure that Bell Labs is the industry leader, not just the Nokia leader in this regards.
Well, that's very well said, Nishant. You know, rising tide that lifts all the boats. Well, we're very happy to have a chance to have Nishant Batra, Chief Strategy and Technology Officer of Nokia, with us here. And thank you for your participation on behalf of Nokia in the Tech Diplomacy Global Roadmap to 6G Task Force. Thank you so much for listening.
This has been Tech Dip Voice, a podcast from the Kroc Institute for Tech Diplomacy at Purdue. Further information on some of the issues discussed in this podcast can be found on our website, techdiplomacy.org.